100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet. Don't believe what you read in the news. There's a lot of water, but I've still got power. I've still got net. I've got a ton of peanut butter and bread. So we'll see what happens the next day or two. Yeah, if it keeps raining like this, I'll post some pictures at some point. Oh, right, there's a podcast here. I posted the... What was the... All these topics. Oh, my God, hold on. I need to look at a list of them. Is there a list? There we go. Washing, hope, downward, nix, lie, thrive, joy, and rhapsody. So that's the lovely pick two list for this week. Who showed up? Let's find out. We had Tom and John, Jeffrey, Charlie, Richard, Lizzie, Serendipity, and Dwayne came back. It's cool when someone's new and then they come back. They're like, oh my God, this was just arduous. No, it's not that hard once you get used to it. Believe me, after 12 years, I can't write any other way. It will warp your mind. And let's see, Norval Joe and Tura. Oh, and Planet Z. So, well, the sun's starting, well, sun's pretending to come up. I see a little bit of light out there, but it's not much. It's kind of grim. So what I'm going to do is get this done, post it up. Y'all enjoy it while I walk around or slog around and get some pictures of things that I photographed when it was dry. Things are going to be a little different out there. So let's listen to some stories.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I'm probably home, but I'm throwing this in a mix anyway. And my story this evening is called Ladies and Gentlemen, Please. Rhapsody Hope was a pole dancer from Barstow, a perennial favorite of the Marine Corps logistic base Jarheads. Oorah! The money she earned in her youth paid for her degree at UCLA. The strength she gained served her well and brought home gold in her back-to-back Olympic showings. In the end, she returned to Barstow to work with troubled youths. Dr. Hope exemplifies the best of Barstow, and tonight we call all present to stand to acknowledge her contribution to this city and nation. We confer upon Dr. Rhapsody Hope the Barstow City Council's Medal of Honor. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Be Careful What You Wish For by John DeCleese. Washing my hands came first, then my clothes, in the hope that the blood would just go away. It had been a downward spiral ever since my husband suggested we might kill the king. At first I tried to nix the idea, but it began to lie more easily on my conscience. I thought how we would thrive once he had the crown, what joy we would experience. Soon the vision of being queen sang like a rhapsody in my dreams. After the deed, the dreams were not so splendid. My hands felt sticky, and I took to sleepwalking.
I hit myself hard, in the temple, with a ball-peen hammer before I started writing. My wish was to temper my enthusiasm and tone down the writing a bit. While tasked with all the washing and pesky maintenance for the summer writing workshop, I was hoping that my downward plummeting mood would be nixed. One little lie, and I would thrive again. There would be joy in my life, and I could henceforth spin only rhapsodic yarns as I did before I joined up with this dull group of radish growers and feed pickers that fancy themselves a writing salon. I lied and told them that I had been asked to teach at the local university, and my pay would be what I asked for the special fall workshop.
Hey, it's Dwayne here. I'm on vacation, so I'm literally phoning this in. Had a hell of a time trying to find a good app so I could do my 100-word story. And now, Hair of the Downward Dog. I found a half dozen of those little bottles of whiskey pushed way back in the cupboard. They'd been there about 5 years. I finished them off in a few minutes. A warm sensation washed over my body. I felt the tension leave my shoulders and my muscles began to relax. My breathing soon calmed to a steady rhythm. My mind was floating from one thought to the next without getting stuck. For a while, all the worries and troubles of the day disappeared. I had a wonderful night's sleep. I had forgotten how much better booze is than yoga.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the YA Books Podcast, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 592 with a pick two challenge. Here's my story. Axelrod took the stairs downward to the lower levels of the galactic battle base. Maybe he could find an unguarded airlock and freeze out. Hope of becoming an assault frigate commander had fled with his poor astrogation final scores. There was no joy in daily labor as a mechanic, launch technician, or one of the other menial jobs he'd qualled for. Not like the rhapsody the pilot feels when a frig streaks out from the base and reaches 0.28 of light speed, or jumps through a gate to a star system light years away. No lie, Axel's future looked bad. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. You find me sitting in the darkness, lost in my thoughts. A widening pool of blood, spreading from my latest victim. The tools of my trade, ligature and knife, rest in my lap. Their work, like mine, complete. Whilst I wait, the rain comes, cooling and refreshing. Its rhythmic patter mingling with the blood, washing it slowly away into the darkness. It is a perfect moment. The sound of the rain, the red stain of blood, and the calm quiet as the adrenaline slowly drains from my system combine. I call it my symphony, a rhapsody of death.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Letter to Nobody. My eyes roam the land, the short golden grass dancing in the wind as the purple clouds fly away softly, caressing a bright blue sky. A lonely seagull makes its way out to sea, while the waves lap gently on the shoreline. I stand against an ancient tree and try not to blink, fearful this picture-perfect moment would fade away too soon. I thought the busy, fast-paced life would suddenly gain some sort of meaning. I thought one day things would change. They never did. And the picture-perfect lie ends now at a picture-perfect place. Signed, Hope. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcock.blogspot.com and have a great week.
Tora Brazino here with a story on the words hope and downwards. The elevator doors opened and I found myself looking down an impossibly long lift shaft. I fell forwards and awoke on the floor of the elevator, surrounded by anxious, unknowing colleagues. The vision obsessed me. How large is the world? The elevators never go more than 100 floors, but one can take another. How far up or down? How large is the building, the universe? Our scriptures preach a foundation and a penthouse, but now I see that these stories are to dull our curiosity, not sharpen it. I must continue ever downwards, hoping one day to find the truth.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 592, and it's a pick two. My story this week is called Genetic Washing. In 2017, Iceland announced that it had nearly eradicated Down syndrome. This was a lie. A more accurate description would be that nearly 100% of women carrying a child with the Down gene had an abortion. Delighted with the success, the government eradicated hemophilia, cancer, hair loss, you name it. Pregnant women were happy to participate. After all, who hoped for a child prone to teenage acne? One day in 2037, the government proudly announced the eradication of all defective children. The press conference took place in an elementary school where youngsters had once thrived. Now there were plenty to choose among, as no child had come to term in 2 decades. And that's my story for this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning, everyone. It's Richard. Well, this week was a pick two, and for the life of me, I couldn't pick two. So I picked all of them, and you can pick two. I don't mind which. The story's called In Memoriam. I won't lie to you. Since I did away with the other half, contrary to expectations, all the joy has left my life. Now it's just one long downward spiral of washing, cleaning, and housework. How could anyone hope to thrive on that without something fun to redress the balance? Things were going nowhere. Until I discovered an old pair of her knicks, tucked behind the bedroom dresser. I still have to put up with the housework, but it's much more fun when done to a backing of Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, wearing nothing but my dead wife's undies.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Medieval life was hard, but Jane had it harder. Raped by her father, pregnant at 16, kicked out of her home. She stole a tub from a nunnery and took in washing. When the baby came, she drowned it in the tub and secretly buried it in the cemetery. Her last hope was to lie her way into that nunnery. She couldn't read or write, but she listened to their prayers and songs and memorized them. Crushed by an ox cart, she died in the road. When they dug a hole to bury her in, they dug up her baby's corpse.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of, well, it was a pick two. So thank you all for being a part of this. And I guess I ought to let you know, it's kind of raining around here. In the next few days, the sky is going to attempt to murder the hell out of every one of us here. So Houston is under varying degrees of a weather alert, ranging from, let's see, tornado warnings, tropical storm, life-threatening flash floods, and hold my beer and watch this. The server that hosts this podcast, One A Day Until the Day I Die, may experience connectivity issues in the next few days due to high winds, electrical storms, flooding, system administrators moving large amounts of equipment and tripping over plugs. So stay tuned to 100 Word Stories on Twitter and 100 Word Stories on Facebook. And I don't bother with Google Plus most days, but if you're all about Google Plus, send me an email and my estate will take care of it. Unless, you know, if I die from this, then there will probably be too much to, you know, I don't know, maybe a ad for a slightly waterlogged used Yeti microphone. So thank you for listening and being a part of this, and hold my beer and watch this. Now, what was that phrase that I use? All right, keep it brief.